This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I've seen them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
I see sky.
Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we got about 2 hours left in the show to answer all your gardening questions, so feel free, give us that call, and we'll do everything we can to help you out. Now, before the break, we were talking with Al in regards to his grapes and the black rot that's possibly on there. Now, one thing I wanted to add when it came to spraying the fungicides is it's multiple times of when you do this. You might not be able to get it. You're going to have to do this next year as well for this spray as like a pre-treat before anything happens to help really settle it. And you could use the copper fungicide. You can use Captan or Mancozeb. Either of those would be fine, but they actually recommend doing it, I believe, like 5 or 6 times during the season. They're actually saying just as new shoots start to arrive, when they're about 2 to 4 inches long, then again when they're about 10 to 15 inches long, just before bloom, just after bloom, and then when the fruit has set. So I believe that's like 5 times, but that's the idea behind it, is getting it multiple times to protect it and to get rid of it. So hopefully that helps a little bit with that. Did you have some more questions in regards to that, Al?
No, I did do the spraying last year, and when I saw my grapevine this year, and I says, wow, it really looks good. But then all of a sudden I see the brown spots just in on 2 or 3 leaves. The rest of the plant, rest of the vine is great. I have like a trellis type thing. So, but I'm thinking of what you just said a while back. I should prune it more so the air can get in there and the rain doesn't sit.
Yeah, I think that helps when it comes to any plant and diseases like that. So I would definitely look to do that. But the spraying, at this point, since it's something that it's had, I wouldn't just do 1 year and then be done. I'd continue on multiple seasons to make sure that it actually can be successful, and it helps prevent it. That's the that's the biggest thing, is prevention. And, you know, IPM or Integrated Pest Management, they actually highly suggest getting ahead of it and knowing if it's happened in the past, it's most likely going to happen again. And so that's why you would want to do it, you know, in the spring going forward. So, you know, I'd look at it the next couple of seasons and say, all right, it's had it. It's probably going to have it again, and see what we can, you know, see what you can do to save it.
Right. Well, so far this season, it's good. It's just those 2 leaves that have that brown spot on it. But as far as the very first leaves coming out, they come out and they're looking great compared to last year, you know?
Yeah, so I would get that copper fungicide out and spray the plant now, get rid of those few leaves, and just help protect it going forward. I'd also maybe add some sort of, like, fertilizer to it. Have you put anything on it in the past seasons?
I did put some fertilizer, not in the past seasons, no, but I did this year.
Okay.
I had some chicken manure.
Yep.
And I diluted it with some water so that I just take a little of that in water in a 2 gallon bucket, and I've poured it near the roots.
Okay. I'd look at possibly using something like a Neptune's Harvest or a liquid fertilizer every couple weeks to add something, some sort of nutrients to the soil to really make it a little bit stronger. So the past couple seasons, you know, it's had that black rot. It's had some issues. And so it's looking for something to help make it stronger. And just like you or I, if you know, we're sick, we, you know, the old idea is to have chicken noodle soup, right? It's the same thing with your plants.
Sure.
They need a little something. And so that's why you'd want to look at, you know, fertilizing at this point in time.
Right. Well, I'll do that, and I want to say, Patrick, you're doing a good job, and you're taking over your dad's profession there. And I
appreciate it.
He was great. I met up with him a couple of times, and I've listened to him for years, and I really missed him.
Yeah, no, I hear you. He is. He's somebody, you know, even as a kid I looked up to. Obviously, as a kid, you look up to your parents. And
sure.
I still think of, all right, what would he do with something like this? Or how would he do this? You know, still in the industry, following in his footsteps. So it's, you know, it's pretty good stuff. And he was awesome for our industry that I'm in and for everybody, just to help out and you know, just figure out what to do next with your plants. So,
right.
So it's definitely, he's definitely missed by a lot. But his time, there was so much information he handed everybody that everybody truly appreciates it.
He did, yeah. I will miss you if you're not on the radio next week.
Well, I'll, so if I'm not on the radio next week, go online if you can. Go to our website at paulparent.com.
Yeah.
And you can actually listen live through the GCN network. And you can get all 4 hours. I know on the Lowell station we go to about 9:30. But you could definitely hear us online. I know sometimes every couple months we have a little bit of an issue sometimes with CAP. But that's those things happen when you're going through the internet. I had a couple internet issues about a month and a half ago, so I completely understand what they're going through. So hopefully we'll be back in the next week or two and with them, and we'll be back up and normal.
Okay. Thank you, and good luck.
Thanks, Al. Bye-bye.
Bye now.
All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we do have a call on the line I want to get to. Nathan, who's up next?
Richard is in Clemson, South Carolina.
Richard, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Patrick, hey, good morning. Thank you
good
for
morning.
Taking my call. If you don't mind, I have two questions for
you. Sure.
I live in the upstate of South Carolina. I purchased a home about 4 years ago. The previous owner put St. Augustine grass in the yard. And, of course, we're not really in the right zone for St. Augustine. But at this point, it just is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
When we come out of winter, it takes a little while for the St. Augustine to green up, and at the very beginning of spring, The grass will be just as green and lush as it can be. But then as the warmer temperatures start to hit, which St. Augustine loves the heat, it seems like the blades of the grass are green on top, but there's almost like an undertone of it's browning towards the surface of the soil. And I don't know if I have some sort of fungus. I don't know. I just don't know what's causing that. Any thoughts or ideas on what could be the cause of that?
So you're where is the brown mostly?
It's towards the base of the blade, right at the ground.
Okay.
Right at the sole. Mm-hmm.
All right. So that could actually be some sort of could be thatch that goes with it. If it's very heavy. You know, very, like, if the brown is a lot to it, I'd definitely recommend dethatching it. You could also just take a rake and rake some of it up. Sometimes it'll break, it'll just come right up from there. You know, St. Augustine grass, some of the problems that they do have is they have, like, a brown patch or a leaf spot. It would be something you could use a fungicide on. When it comes to like a infuse, that type, which is a liquid fertilizer or a granular fertilizer.
Okay.
So those are things you could be doing. What I want you to do, I want you to hang tight so we can go over this a little bit more because I'm going into a break.
Sure.
So hang tight with me. On the other side of the break, we'll get some more information about the St. Augustine grass, and then we'll help you out with the other question. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We'll be right back.
Look alive, weeds. It's a matter of life and death.
These weeds have a mission, to hide every bottle of Bayer Advanced Durazone Weed and Grass Killer in this store.
Hide one in the wheelbarrow.
They know Durazone kills weeds for up to 6 months, 2 months longer than Roundup Extended Control.
Put some behind the garden gnome.
And Durazone Ready to Use provides more coverage. It goes 50% further than Roundup Extended Control Ready to Use for a better value. No wonder weeds are terrified of Durazone.
Hide them all.
Bayer Advanced Durazone. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label directions.
Grubs live to destroy your lawn. Stop them now with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Season-Long Grub Control plus Turf Revitalizer. Its patented 2-in-1 formula controls grubs all season long. Plus, it helps build a stronger, thicker lawn. All in one easy step. Bayer Advanced Season-Long Grub Control plus Turf Revitalizer. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Dram watering tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with a revolver spray gun. And use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at Dram.com.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? You spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And before the break, we were talking with Richard in regards to St. Augustine grass. Now, I had a follow-up question for you, Richard, with the St. Augustine grass. The brown spots, are those like irregularly formed in the grass as well? Are they kind of like going through? You would see, like, if you were looking down, there would be like shapes, odd looking shapes in the soil, on the ground?
Yes, correct. It's not uniform all throughout. So yes, you are,
okay.
You are correct.
Mm-hmm. All right. So then you definitely have the brown patch, okay, which is it's a fungus. That would be in the soil, okay? It does overwinter in the soil, so it's not like above in the the grass. You're not going to be able to prevent it that way, okay? So, couple things that I want you to do to be successful here. Don't fertilize the lawn when it's very hot and humid during the summer.
Okay.
Even though there's like that summer fertilizer that everybody talks about doing, just don't do it at that time of season. You're watering. If you're watering with like a sprinkler system or something along those lines, do it early in the day. Don't do it at night. Make sure it's done in the morning. Okay. That's the best way to do it. We want to improve some of the air circulation that goes on this. And it would be like the same way that we do with plants, but this way you're going to have to aerate and dethatch. So you can aerate, you can rent an aerator or a dethatcher, or the aerating. You can use like the spikes that they have, like spike shoes that you just attach to your shoes and walk around the lawn just to break up some of the compaction in the soil. The dethatcher would get rid of some of that brown that's underneath and clean it up that way. Some of the areas that have been infected in those areas, maybe start adding some of the new, some other cultivars of grass To try and take over some of that St. Augustine's grass, or if you're looking to just keep the St. Augustine's because it's, you know, the entire lawn, maybe replant the St. Augustine's grass to build up that area and not be just, you know, brown soil or brown leaves. The other thing would be to use the fungicide in those areas. I like to use Infuse from Bonide.
Okay.
Infuse is a great one. It comes in a liquid form. It also comes in a granular form. The liquid form, you can just attach to a hose end sprayer. Just attach to the hose, and it has its own sprayer. It's systemic. And lasts up to about a month on it. Okay. What I would suggest doing is, even after taking care of it this year, don't act like the disease is gone. Do it again next spring, okay? And continue it, you know, monthly on it. The back of the bag or the back of the bottle will tell you how often to do it. So I pull up the, every time I talk about any chemical or whatnot, I pull up the label on the, while I'm talking about it. And it says you can start the application in May or June before disease occurs. Apply every 14 days. Now, for southern lawns, start application at first sign of disease in spring or fall. Okay, so 14-day intervals. You're not going to want to do it. You're going to want to do it multiple times during the season. But I like the hose end attachment because I can see where I'm going with it. If the lawn's really dry, you can see the ground kind of absorb it. If it is very dry, sometimes what I will do is I'll just put the sprinkler on just for a little bit, or water the lawn first just so that the chemical will absorb into the plant a little bit, and the water mixture isn't just watering the soil, you know what I mean, and just going right through if it's so dry. So that's kind of how I look at it, but I think this would be definitely the way to go to help with that St. Augustine's grass.
Okay, Patrick, I've got a walk behind aerator, and I did aerate yard just coming out of winter. Yep. Would you do it again? Would you also do it again?
Do it again, and take a look at doing it again now, and then possibly in the fall, just to really help get some airflow in there to get rid of this disease once and for all.
Gotcha. Okay.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Well, good luck, Richard. Have a great one.
You too, thanks.
Bye-bye. We'll be right back.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer. No more Roundup. Organic disease control. Organic insecticide. Organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash. And all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals, a triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The last Confederate symbol on a U.S. state flag is likely coming off soon as the Mississippi State Senate joined the state's House in voting to suspend rules preventing lawmakers from changing the flag.
A vote of 85 yeas and 34 nays, resolution passes.
At the reading of the House vote results, the Senate then voted 36-14 to allow the change, and Governor Tate Reeves says if he has sent the bill to change it, he will sign it. The two chambers will likely consider the final bill to change the flag today. Princeton University is removing the name of President Woodrow Wilson from its public policy school in one of its residential colleges. Trustees say that Wilson's racist thinking and policies made him an inappropriate namesake. He was Princeton's president from 1902 through 1910. And this is USA Radio News. At least one person is dead, several others wounded from a shooting incident at a Walmart distribution center in Northern California. It happened in Red Bluff yesterday. An assistant sheriff for Pima County, Phil Johnston, says the suspect, identified only as a 31-year-old white male, was a former employee at the center. Johnston says he crashed his vehicle into the building, then hopped out and started opening fire with a semi-automatic rifle with a multi-round clip.
The exchange of gunfire between the Red Bluff police officers and the shooter was multiple rounds. And when we tell you that, we haven't an accurate count. What I saw, I would say estimated 20 to 30 rounds exchanged.
Officers then fatally shot the suspect. More states reporting record high totals of new COVID cases. Florida, Georgia, South Carolina, and Nevada all reaching record highs yesterday. Arizona did not, but it set a record for hospitalizations. And this is USA Radio News.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, we do have some calls on the line, so I'm going to get right back to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Ginny is in Bridgewater, Mass.
Ginny, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you. I enjoy your show very much.
Thank you.
I have a problem with holly trees. We have two of them in the front of our property. And the other day, my husband was out there, and he noticed that a lot of the leaves were black. They had, like, dark
yep.
black on them, and some of the berries also.
Yeah, so what you have is what's called sooty mold on your holly. It's basically, it's from an aphid that is causing this. So with the sooty mold, what I'd like you to do for a spray is use an all seasons oil.
Okay. All seasons oil. Uh-huh.
Yep, that's a bonide product. The sooty mold is, it's not going to actually cure the sooty mold, the black that's on there. That
mm-hmm.
actually has to be kind of washed off. Maybe get like some rubber gloves, get a hose, spray the plant. You kind of actually have to wash it off with your hands in
mm-hmm.
order to get rid of that sooty mold. That's not actually the insect. That comes from the insect. That's their honeydew. That's what they've given off. So what you'd be looking to do is, spray, cleaning it off, then spraying the plant with the all seasons oil. The all seasons would be something you can definitely do in the next few days. Just temperature wise, it would be fine. You don't want to do something when it's over 85 degrees.
Okay.
This would be the perfect time to be doing that.
Okay.
The next few days seem to be nice. Today might be a little warm, but after that, like 3 or 4 days, looking nice. And being Bridgewater, you might get that ocean breeze where it's not as hot as some of the other areas.
Okay.
But it's definitely something to think about, you know, if it's too hot, not spraying.
Okay.
Okay, but you have aphids, which they cause this sooty mold, which is like the secondary cause of it. It blacks out the leaves, but what it also does is it doesn't allow the sun to hit it. The chlorophyll doesn't pass through. It suffocates the plant that way. So that's why we want to get rid of the sooty mold as well.
Okay, so I do the... take it off, take the black off before I put the oil on, correct?
Yes, because you're washing it. You have to wash it. You take take a hose, put your thumb at the end of it, or like have a little bit of a pressure washer, not like a heavy duty pressure washer, but like a hose nozzle that has multiple functions. Maybe get one that's a little stronger. Spray the plant down and then kind of rub everything off. You'll notice it'll come right off. Gloves on is probably the best way to do it. It's what the aphid leaves behind after it eats. So just think of it that way. You don't really want to be, you know, having your, you know, hands all over it, right? That's why I say the gloves. And just wash it off, let it dry, and then spray it with the all seasons oil to get anything that's still there. And spray the surrounding plants that are around it as well. Or any other hollies that you don't see it on, definitely spray it just to be safe so that you can take care of, any other, you're eradicating it from the property. You're not just letting it sit there on others as well.
Okay, great.
Okay.
Okay, I'll do that. And I thank you very much.
No problem. Good luck.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We've talked a little bit about container gardening today in different containers. And one of the things we talked about earlier was switching out soils. And I said there were some bunch of different soils out there. And Espoma has a great one. Now, here's the dirt on potting mixes. They're not all created equal. Espoma Organic Potting Mix is just what you need to keep container plants happy and healthy. It's heavy enough to anchor the plant, but light enough to give roots the perfect balance of air and moisture. You can feel the difference the first time you grab a handful from the bag. Espoma calls this the touch test. Espoma Organic Potting Mix contains only the finest natural ingredients, plus Mycotone, a special blend of mycorrhizae that builds stronger roots. Use it indoors and out for flowers and vegetables and see why Espoma Organic Potting Mix is the best. You'll grow bigger, more beautiful plants with bountiful blooms. Espoma Organic Potting Mix is just one of the complete line of all natural potting mixes and plant foods from the makers of Hollytone. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. Organic potting mix from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929. We do have some more calls on the line, so we're going to get right back to it. Nathan, who's up next?
George is in New Bedford.
George, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hello. Thank you, Patrick, for taking my call.
Thank you for calling.
I have a question concerning lilies up the valley.
Okay.
We bought this house about 30 years ago, and it was everywhere. And just in the past 2 years, I tried to remove it and mulched the garden. And it seems like I tried pulling everyone out, and apparently this year they're back again. So can you suggest a product that I can use to eradicate it?
Sure. There's a bunch of different products that you can use, being synthetic or organic. The synthetic, the one that everybody would go to, would be the glyphosate. That would be like your Roundup, right? That would be cleanup from Bonide. That would be one to get rid of it. It is a very hard plant to get rid of. It would be one that you need to do more than just one application. You're going to need to do 2, 3, maybe even 4 applications because it is that strong the way that it grows into the soil. The root structure of it would be one. Now, if you want to look into organic sprays, Okay. You could be using burnout from Bonide. You could also use Adios from Natural Alternative. Either one of those would be fine. The one thing I do say on these is, just like glyphosate or the heavy duty killer, you're going to need to do it 3 times. With an organic, you might need to do it 3, 4, 5 times on this, because what it needs to do, so the organics, what it'll do, you spray on the plant and it will actually break out the outer coating of the leaf. Then it will use the sun to help burn the plant and actually dehydrate it and bring it into the soil. But you're going to need to continue doing that on multiple ones. So maybe it's one in some areas where maybe you don't have anything that is, edible, that you say, all right, I'm going to use a synthetic here and just eradicate it. But realize it's going to take multiple applications. It's kind of along the lines of bamboo. Bamboo is one of those ones you can just never get rid of. Lily of the Valley is kind of the same thing.
Okay. Now I've currently mulched the area, and they seem to be coming up through the mulch. Is that going to be add to the problem? Because I did put about 3 or 4 inches of mulch on top, and then they seem to be sprouting through the mulch.
Well, so the mulch, it's not something that would hurt. It would cause this to do it. They were already in the area. What it probably does is it helps just the nutrient enrich the soil, but it also keeps moisture in there, so any weed or plant would love it. But the fact of the matter is what I'd almost look to do is, when you put that mulch down, before you put it down in the future, use a product like Preen. Okay, Preen is that pre-emergent weed killer that helps kill some of the weed seeds that are in the soil. So putting that down underneath the mulch first, then putting the mulch down. But I think in some of these areas, you might honestly really need a heavy-duty killer. But that's up to you on how you want to go. If you want to go organic, Burnout and Burnout 2 are great from Bonide, or Adios from Natural Alternative.
Okay. All right.
All righty.
Thank you very much, Patrick. I appreciate it.
No problem, George, and good luck. And just remember, multiple times. It's not just a one-and-done type thing.
Okay. I will remember. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We do have some more calls on the line, so I want to get right back to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Mike is in South Berwick, Maine.
Mike, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, thank you. Enjoy your show.
Thank you.
Good. I've got a lot of patchy sandra, but it's being invaded by ferns. How do I get rid of the ferns without hurting the pachysandra?
So that's a tough one to do, because they're both very herbaceous type.
Mm-hmm.
With the pachysandra, there are products out there that you can spray. It's like an over-the-top spray, but it's more of like a grassy weed type killer versus, like a leafy type killer. So there's a product called Grass Beater, too. But I'm looking it up at the same time as we talk to see if it will get some of those ferns out. Because it's mostly grasses that it would kill. You said it's in pachysandra?
Yes.
Okay, I'm just pulling reading the label at the same time, but it's also in like size 2 font. I'm kind of nervous about spraying anything that with a pachysandra underneath it. I just feel as though it might hurt that as well. It's saying you can do vinca on the package, but it doesn't say pachysandra. that makes me a little bit nervous to use anything like that. Is it? Here we go, Pachysandra. So you can actually, it would kill like grassy weeds over Pachysandra. So the product is actually saying tolerant plants, and it says Pachysandra is one of them. When I got down to ground covers, it's more of grassy type weeds. But I'm wondering if that might, you know, help. It might work on some of it. So, again, this product's called Grass Beater, but it's more like grassy weeds that it will kill. So I'm wondering if that would even be the case. Some of the ferns you might have to just really pull out yourself to get them. The other thing you could do with some of the ferns is, even if it's like with the burnout products, the organic killers, is taking them, the concentrate, and getting like a paintbrush, right? And painting the leaves with the solution, so that it will kill it that way instead of you having to pull it up. It'll right. burn the plant that way. So that might be an option. But like I said, you could try Grass Beater. It's more for grassy weeds. I think you're kind of stuck with pulling them or using that paintbrush type style.
All right, very good. Thank you.
Your lovely tree, attacked by insects. Stop them with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Tree and Shrub Protect and Feed. Its special dual-action formula delivers 12-month insect protection. Plus now, it provides slow-release feeding all in one easy step. Mix and pour the no-spray formula and your tree is shielded, roots to top, for stronger and more beautiful trees. We don't hate bugs, we just love trees. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Your yard's days of being picked on are over, thanks to the science of Bayer Advanced Brush Killer Plus. Its penetrating formula is specifically designed to kill hard-to-control brush like kudzu, poison ivy, poison oak, and wild berries, roots and all. And the concentrate product even kills stumps, so your yard never has to worry about being bullied. Bayer Advanced. Get more from the blue bottle. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is gonna look great!
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our one-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FRONTSIGHT.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. And that phone number is 855-660-4261. We do have some calls on the line I want to get to. Nathan, who's up next?
Bob is in Las Cruces, New Mexico.
Bob, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
It's such a tremendous honor to talk to you. You help so many people. I'm very grateful to you. I have a several-part question to ask you. About three years ago, I did my first garden. And I was real excited about it, and I got soil. And I went down to Walmart and got a bunch of Bonnie plants, and I planted them. And it was a challenge keeping those weeds out, but I was able to do my best that I could. And I was so disappointed that the vegetables that I grew, they were deformed looking. And, you know, and I was very, you know, I worked so hard on it. I was surprised that they didn't come out blossomy beautiful, like a big, beautiful tomato or something like that. Or
grape,
you know. What's the deal with this? Where can I get good seeds or good plants that will grow, you know, what do I do to grow very nice?
Okay. Well, so it all starts really in the soil, right?
Okay, really?
And what you really want to take a look at is your soil structure. Is there some compost put into it? Where's the pH level? Where, you know, is it very clay filled? Is it very sandy? And by doing that, you kind of know what you need to add. If it's clay filled, we need to break up that clay a little bit. If it's very sandy, any organic matter you can add to that area is going to be very helpful. But what it also tells us, if it's very sandy, is it drains quickly. So watering is something to do.
Yeah.
The other thing that I would be looking at doing is the fertilization when it comes to the plants. I think, you know, I think quality is a huge factor, obviously. Bonnie has some great products. There's nothing wrong with their products.
Okay.
But, you know, there are some others out there to choose from. Really up to you. If you want to start by seed, I love going, Burpee is one of the number one seed companies out there. You can buy right online. Another one you could be looking for is called Botanical Interests. That is a seed company. Awesome family-run company that has great quality seeds. But from there, it's about how you start them. Getting them in good soil. Getting that soil, you know, when you first start seeds, light soil to allow the roots to develop. Waiting till it really starts to develop, then adding a fertilization program. Using like a liquid form, maybe like a fish fertilizer, right? In New England, we have Neptune's Harvest. There are other ones out there. There's a fish fertilizer. I believe it's like an Alaskan fish fertilizer. There's also Dram has a fish fertilizer. Any of those fertilizers I love to add to anything vegetable related every couple weeks. Just one thing about that fish fertilizer, you want to use everything that you mix in like a 5-gallon bucket, because if it just sits there and you have extra, the smell is just horrible.
Oh.
Rotting fish, really. It's
You're
not going to have that smell when it goes into the soil. It's just if it's sitting in like a bucket. If you want to have any local animals that you don't want in the neighborhood coming, that's one way to get them to come to the yard. Leaving a bucket like that out. Just at the smell of food and fish, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I don't see myself, Patrick, I'm sorry to interrupt. I don't see myself eating those products because I live in the desert.
Yep.
But, you know, and I really am. I am pro Walmart, and I want to go back to Walmart and buy a good fertilizer, a good soil.
Yeah.
And I think the best thing for me to do is to, I want to make a good border, you know, but at the same time, I have to go down and dig all that dirt out and then fill it in. Do I fill it in with a good fertilizer? I mean, a good...
Well, so I wouldn't say get rid of the soil that's there. You want some of that existing soil to really make it successful, because long-term, you want to just be able to have that soil working. So I think over time, it's adding some sort of compost into the soil. And just mixing it, you know, every year, adding a few bags here and there is going to help tremendously. The fertilization, it can be any liquid fertilizer. And when I say liquid, I mean like a wettable powder. Miracle-Gro has a wettable powder.
Okay,
you can get in those 4-pound bag boxes. That's a wettable powder, a liquid fertilizer. Using that on them and keeping the water on there as much as possible. And I think that's going to help you be successful.
Okay. Thank you so much, Patrick.
Thanks, Bob. You have a great one. We'll be right back.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.